she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, like morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trial.
Stand up for me. State your peace tonight. Stand up for me. State your peace.
Bienvenidos para Tejas en Big D, señores y señoritas. This is Larkin, Texas, filling in for Steve Welkins tonight. As y'all know, Steve's been a little bit under the weather. I guess he's got kidney stone issue. He tells me he's going in to take care of it tomorrow. But today looked like a good day for him to take a break, and he probably needed it. I was asked to fill in. I got to speak to his lovely wife for a moment, which was nice. Spoke to Steve for a few minutes. I reckon he'll be back next week. But anyway, you get me tonight. So we're going to hijack his show, right? In any event, I want y'all to know this is a call-in show. The number is 800-313-9443. Write it down. 800-313-9443. Tonight, I want to hear what's all on your mind. Doesn't matter what's on your mind. The truth is, I am not much on current events. As many of y'all already know, I am constantly being amused by what I'm witnessing all around me, and I always say I'm surrounded by zombies and criminals. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, you may. That address is offthebeatenpath.chatango.com. Offthebeatenpath.chatango.com. Come join us in there. I'm already signed in. And I suspect we'll get a few more of y'all. I want you to know I am an absolute technophobe. And I can't help it. It's a bad, bad thing, I suppose. But I want you to know that I try to send out a heads up that I was filling in for Steve tonight to some 150 people. And, well, heck, for the second time, it wouldn't let me send it. It parked it over in my draft folder. And so 150 people didn't get to find out that if they really wanted to suffer for the next 2 hours, they could. Be that as it may, if anybody out there is a geek or speaks geek speak, and they want to get a hold of me and help me resolve this issue, I'd be much obliged. My email address is alarkintexas@gmail.com. And you can find that address at my new website, which I think I started just a couple months ago. I haven't been writing much for the past several years. That address is tinyurl.com. tinyurl.com/LarkinTexas. That's Lark, I-N, Texas, no spaces. So I would encourage y'all to check it out. At least you know what the hell I'm talking about sometimes, because I know a lot of you just actually don't. And I understand that. Believe me, I do. I am fond of quotes, as you know. And so I thought I'd lead this off with something tonight. You know, a lot of people, you know, I speak to this issue of communitarianism and communitarian law quite a bit. And I have been since about 2010 or so. And I used to be a host on the network back in 2011 and 12, and I have filled in several times, been a guest, off and on over the years, and so I'm always delighted to fill in for hosts on RBN because, by and large, they're the salt of the earth, and most of these folks are doing this free gratis, Steve being one of them. But, you know, a lot of people have suggested that because I talk about this thing called communitarianism quite a lot, that I must be for it. Well, let me just say here and now, for the record, I am against it. I'm against it. Communitarianism and communitarian law are so un-American as to be as unappealing, unappetizing as it can possibly be. And so I'm going to start it off tonight with a quote. To preface a quote, people often say, well, communitarianism, it must be some fancy new word for communism. And I sure as heck don't like that. And other people will say, you know, it sounds like fascism to me. And I sure don't like that. The fact of the matter is, it's one of these words that means a whole lot of things to a whole lot of different people once and at the same time. And that is the beauty of its design, y'all, in terms of it describing a system or a system of systems on an environment, within an environment, within a community of communities. How do you like that? But no, communitarianism is not a new word for communism. And it's not necessarily a new word for fascism. Communitarianism is actually a synthesis between capitalism and communism. So whatever you hate about capitalism, call it crony capitalism, call it fascism or corporatism, mercantilism, whatever, we know darn well capitalism anymore really isn't about free assembly, free association, free enterprise. Not in the least. Something happened with this thing called capitalism. I think a lot of y'all listening right now probably know what some of those things might have been over our 200-some-year history. And other people will say it's cultural Marxism and it's communism and it's Kabbalism and these kind of things. Well, it's not exactly, but it is that too. When you combine them together, we have what is called convergence. We have a convergence that we're witnessing today of the former Soviet system and the former systems of the European Union, and as well as the People's Republic of China, along with all the Western capitalist nations. That's what communitarianism is. So guess what, y'all? There's something to hate about communitarianism for everybody. I don't care who you are, what color you are, what's your political bent, whatever labels you hang on yourself. Communitarianism is not only un-American, it's frankly inhumane. And it's downright deadly. But I want you to listen to this comment from John Maynard Keynes at Harvard University right after World War II. Remember, he's talking to the people that he wants to appeal to at Harvard University. You can find a website online just by a keyword search, keynes@harvard.com. Very interesting site. Here's that quote. The Fabians were more realistic than the Marxian socialists. They understood that it is much easier to subvert sons, daughters, and wives of the prominent and well-to-do than it is to impress the laboring classes. They also understood that socialist movements spring from the middle and upper classes and not from the proletariat. So remember, John Maynard Keynes was also a member of the Fabian Society. He was a Fabian socialist. So do you see what I'm saying there? The people that the Fabian socialists appealed to were the sons, the daughters, and wives of the prominent and well-to-do. So remember, the Marxian socialists always targeted the bourgeoisie, the middle class, first. Really no difference between that and Fabian socialism than from Marxian socialism or Marxism, Marxist-Leninism. What do you think that portends from World War II on? Well, did you grow up middle class? I think most everyone I know felt like they were middle class, no matter if they were wage slaves or, you know, their mom and dad had a mansion, a lake house, a boat, and went on extended vacations every year. Most everybody that I know growing up in America thought of themselves as middle class. But what did Keynes just say in this quote at Harvard University post-World War II? These are precisely the people they're going after. These are the people that they're going to transform, that they're going to subvert. Well, that might be me and you. That might have been mom and dad, grandparents, and now your sons and daughters. No different. They always go after the competition first. And that would be the middle class and the bourgeoisie. And that's what we're witnessing in America today, y'all. This is something worse than the Great Depression. And it's going to get worse. And so when we come back from the break, I'm going to share with y'all a few more quotes. I'm going to invite you once more to call in, break the spell, break my narrative. I guarantee you, I ain't that smart. I often say everybody I know is smarter than I am about a whole lot of things. Thank God for that. Because frankly, the older I get, the dumber I feel more and more every day. And it's really the truth. A lot of things just don't make sense today. And that's why there are people like the host here at RBN and a lot of other folks out there that are trying to sound the alarm. They're trying to wake us all up. You know, they're like Paul Revere. You know, the socialists are coming, the Marxian socialists, the Fabian socialists, the fascists, the corporatists. They're all coming for you. They're gunning for you. And I know this to be true. You know this to be true. And that's why I champion the idea of free agency, and I champion the idea that you trust your gut. Remember, that's instinct and intuition. At the end of the day, it's more hardwired into you than anything that passes for modern language. You know, all that stuff that's playing bumper pool up in your noggin. Those are very often words, they're images, they're phrases, they're darting back and forth. Sometimes it's chaotic. You know, other times it's still. But your gut came before an oral and written language that we know as language today. It's more hardwired into you. It's been with us longer within our species, and you were born with this. It can never go away. And that's why I always suggest on this new show that I'm doing on RBN now on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 2 to 3 Central, every week. I've just done my fourth show. Start my third week in the week coming ahead. Read the first entry. It takes all of 1 minute. Then go back to your home, to the homepage there, and scroll all the way to the bottom to the very first entry that has an asterisk. Its title is On Communitarianism, Collective Collected Musings, April 2020. Start from there and read up. And it shouldn't be too taxing on y'all. I've tried to condense 1,000,001 words down to into as few a word as possible so that you can grab hold of this, combine it with what you already know, and be that much more ahead of the game. Because this is not going to go away in our lifetimes, y'all. It ain't going away. Now, I'm reading this at my new website, again, tinyurl.com/LarkinTexas, from an entry that you can also find posted at RBN. Just do a site search, L-A-R-K, Lark. You'll find it. It's called Lark on Communitarianism. You'll find the quote from John Maynard Keynes at the very bottom of the page. But right above that is a link to a YouTube video tutorial, 8 or 9 minutes long. It's entitled A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, The Fabian Society, Communitarianism, and the New World Order. And I want you to know that that video has been on YouTube since about 2008, maybe 9 or 10. It's been around a long time. When I first started researching this topic back in 2004, if you went on YouTube and type in the word communitarian as a search word, guess what? There wasn't more than 6 or 8 entries at all to be found using that one single keyword. Today, there's well over 350. So what's that tell you? Do you reckon that there might be some people talking about it a little bit more than they used to? God knows. Nikki Rapana has a web entry still online that was published prior to 9/11. Back in 2001, it's simply entitled Understanding the Third Way. And you too can find that article, Understanding the Third Way, on YouTube. Ken, what happened to the break? I've been talking too long. Okay, thanks. Anyway, this article, which you can also find on the internet, these three words, type them in any search engine, Lark on Communitarianism. You'll find it. It was originally posted for public consumption right here at republicbroadcasting.org. It's still there. A couple other pieces you can find if you do a search at republicbroadcasting.org just by using the word Lark, L-A-R-K, you'll find something called Communitarianism, First Things First. You'll also probably find a link to Nikki Rapana's freebie book that she co-wrote with her daughter, published for free on the internet in 2003, and it was simply entitled The Anti-Communitarian Manifesto. That's also published on RBN. All right, well, anyway, I'm going to take a breath, and we'll take this break, hear these messages, and I'll rejoin y'all in just a moment.
I get so lost sometimes. Days pass, and this emptiness fills my
world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
I don't know about you, but I stepped out yesterday to fill up the little one's tank at the gas station. There was a sign that says no mask, no service. And I went, oh, hell. Well, fortunately, I'm wearing a pair of cargo pants. And the little one had fitted me with an emergency mask. So I have one of these cheap disposable masks in my pocket. I walk in because they wouldn't take my money at the pump for some reason. And I walk in to pay for the gas. And so since I had the mask, I hung it on my left ear. Now everybody inside there was wearing their mask. But I walked in with mine on my left ear. After all, this, that mouse is going to have to last, because I damn sure ain't going to buy another one. Then coming home, I see a young man standing at a bus stop. No cars, nobody within, 200 feet of this guy. He's standing by himself at a bus stop wearing a mask. I couldn't wait to get back home. And fortunately, I was only about a minute and a half away. But a little taste of some things you might find at this website, because, yes, I'm going to shamelessly promote it, because for y'all that still can read, I want you to go over there and read it. It might help. Otherwise, I wouldn't be telling you to go read it. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm trying to help. Anyway, this entry takes all of 3 minutes to read. It's called The Art of Memetics. For y'all that don't know, this word meme, M-E-M-E, was actually coined by a man named Richard Dawkins in 1976 in a book called The Selfish Gene. And it's quite an influential book. Now, I formed a marketing company soon after closing my last company that I'd had for 12 years, is bricks and mortars business, in January of 06. I got together with a geek, a webmaster kind of a guy. The guy made a couple $100,000 a year living in his McMansion, working in his underwear, and I thought, maybe that's not the end of the world to try to earn a living sitting at home, because heck, nobody wants to go shopping. They want everything spoon-fed them. They love this damn machine. But a lot of people didn't know what meme theory was. They didn't know what memetic engineering was, and they didn't know about memetic warfare. So I'm just going to describe briefly what is the importance of learning about this thing called meme theory or memetic engineering, a.k.a. memetic warfare. These are the things, quote unquote, today's top tier marketers, political scientists, economists, social scientists, military strategists, and propagandists are hip to so that they can better manipulate people. Since all appeals are to logos, ethos, and or pathos, it'd do well for us to get hip to these, quote unquote, things too. Communitarians, whether they are cognizant of their new label or not, are often unwittingly made a party to such arrangements and schemes. When big money enters the group picture, you have the makings of large-scale, often malevolent, memetic marketing campaigns. And we'll pick this up after the break, 800-313-9443.
So I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling really got a hold. I started searching for a better way. And I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night. But I couldn't see the light. No, I couldn't see the light.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I see you, Dave, Charlie, Harold, and Fred. Hang on about 2 minutes, and I'm going to bring you all in. Don't forget, 800-313-9443. Tell me what it is. Tell me what for, y'all. And I'll get to you callers already in the queue in just about 2 minutes flat. Communitarians, whether they are cognizant of their new label or not, are often unwittingly made a party to such arrangements and schemes. When big money enters the group picture, you have the makings of a large-scale, often malevolent marketing campaigns that are waged just like warfare. In this, our media-saturated, big data-driven information age. The following study material is descriptive of the types of thinking that inform modern MOs behind successful movements that seemingly appear out of nowhere to take hold of the public mind and imagination. Suddenly, we find ourselves in a scientific, humanistic, totalitarian, despotic dictatorship of the community. Here's a quote from Nikki Rapana, y'all. Pretty recent. Communitarianism is the synthesis or the merging of all political and religious opposites under one giant community-controlled umbrella. This is the difficulty in finding a label for Trump that makes sense. Trump, and by the way, this name Trump could be any name that is a politician or has more than 1 or 2 minutes FaceTime on your television. Trump embodies all the ideas submerged under communitarianism, including, but not limited to, fascism, corporate capitalism, and communism, and socialism. It's a continually evolving dictatorship of the community. Standing against communitarian religion, law, and policy is a stand against slavery, racism, eugenics, child porn, human trafficking, mandatory vaccines, land grabs, water grabs, and all the other ways and means that destroy human happiness. The big umbrella theory is the global emperor's new clothes. The dialectical pieces we know so well are the smoke screens hiding the naked aggression behind the communitarian veil. Three more quick quotes from Earl Shores in A Nation of Salesmen. It was indeed the age of information, but information was not the precursor to knowledge. It was the tool of the salesman. And this is from Hal Becker, a supposed media expert and management consultant with the Futures Group, in an interview in 1981. I know the secret of making the average American believe anything I want him to. Just let me control television. You put something on the television and it becomes reality. If the world outside the TV set contradicts the images, people start trying to change the world to make it like the TV set images. And this is from Callie Lassen. Remember Occupy Wall Street, the Canadian ad executive, author of Culture Jam? Potent memes can change minds, alter behavior, catalyze collective mind shifts, and transform cultures, which is why meme warfare has become the geopolitical battle of our information age. Whoever has the memes has the power. And finally, this quote from myself. Y'all may or may not be familiar with the origins of George Orwell's Newspeak. You'll find it right here, The Art of Memetics, at tinyurl.com/LarkinTexas, The Art of Memetics. Tavistock's Language Project, The Origins of Newspeak. My quote, then we'll go to the phones. Newspeak then is communitarian code speak now. And with that, let's go to Dave in Michigan. How you doing there, Dave? How about you there, Charlie in Florida?
Yeah, I've been here for about 35 minutes, Lark. You know, you're pushing for free speech and you're rambling on like you want to have calls. Do you know how many years I've been through people that have claimed they want calls? And then they ramble on and ramble on and ramble on. And here you go about communitarianism, as this is the new thing. This is it, you know, an English word, communitarianism. You know, let me tell you something. Jews, as you think they are, were appointed as a separate people. That's what you think Jews are. But how can Jews be a separate people if they are a mongrel people, and yet they're telling you they want this communitarianism BS?
Charlie, what makes you think only Jews want this communitarianism?
What makes me think that? What makes you think that people other than Jews don't want this? When they control our media, they control our internet media, they control this RBN, lock, stock, and barrel, no question about it. You know what, this Frank guy from North Carolina, he can call in anytime he wants. Well, because he's a Marine. He can go, you know what? I'm a fucking Marine. Excuse me, but I'm a Marine too. But I can't call in when I want to and tell what I feel is the truth.
Because why don't you tell me what the truth is then?
Jewish agenda. You know what you want? You want people to do as little as possible so that nothing is ever done. That is what this network is for. And you know that is exactly what this network is for. And nothing else. This communitarianism, BS, relates to nothing. Community is a very good word, actually, because it relates to people of one nationality and one people, which is a white word, not a Jewish word, not a black word, not an Indian word. And you're obviously not capable of going in depth with intellectual language to understand that. So you are constantly pulling this communitarianism garbage, because this is like a Hillary Clinton type communitarianism. But I'm sorry, communitarianism, that's a white word. That is an American, English, Celtic, even back to early European word. And you use it as if it's an evil word.
Charlie, can I ask you something?
Of evil.
Charlie, let me ask you something. And first of all, I want to apologize to the callers. I did not catch.
This is Rick, by the way.
I did not catch.
Rick, the person that you cut off every show there is, because there is no truth out there. There is just Jewish bullshit.
Charlie, can I get in a word in edgewise, Charlie? Or Rick,
yeah,
or whoever you are?
We've been talking for an hour and a half. Go ahead.
I want to ask you, just point blank, have you ever looked into this? Have you ever looked this word up in an encyclopedia? Have you ever typed into a search engine, what is communitarianism? What is a communitarian? Because you're not relating at all to anything I'm talking about.
Wait a minute. You asked me a question now.
I did.
Did I look into a dictionary what it means?
Encyclopedia.
Yeah. It's.
Well, I think we lost you, Charlie. Or did we? Ken, did we lose Charlie? Okay. Can I come back on air then? Let me just say I'm sorry to Dave. Yeah, Dave in Michigan, if you'd like to call back, I apologize for leaving y'all hanging. I didn't even realize you were there. I was just off in my own world. But do feel free to call back in. And y'all too, remember, 800-313-9443, and we'll get this going. Let's bring up Harold in Texas.
Yes. Hello, Lark.
Hi, how are you?
I always enjoy your show, whether you're hosting or you're a guest. And you're very enlightening, and I always learn a lot. Many years ago, in fact, I wanted to affirm what you introduced when you mentioned communitarianism. So I'm probably 180 degrees from the previous caller. But many years ago, the late 90s, early 2000s, a fellow down the road from probably where you are, do you recall David J. Smith?
Vaguely. Help me out.
Well, he was for a long time he had been a preacher, and then he kind of branched out into a lot of this stuff about the evilness and how it relates here to us directly here in the free world in America. And I think he had pastored in Southeast Dallas, and then he moved to St. Louis, Missouri for a number of years. He was in St. Louis probably 15 years, and then he went back to Wax, and that's where he finished his his program and his ministry, so to speak. But where I'm going with all that is, he didn't really come out and call it communitarianism, and he may have said that. But what you said, and I remember you on RBN back around 2010, 2012, whenever, and I was thinking, you know, that's a lot of what David J. Smith used to talk about. And he was, and of course, he was almost being prophetic, and I mean that in the very generic sense of the word, of how this was going to ramp up. And we would see it coming in torrents by, you know, the late teens of this century.
Did you know?
And so
did you
I
know?
Started,
did you know?
I had listened to you, and so I do. I really appreciate what you've done and your research, and you're a good teacher. And well,
let me thank you for that. I appreciate that, Harold. Let me interject this. Are you aware that most of the churches in the world today have taken hold of this thing called communitarianism? You realize the Pope
yes.
is a communitarian?
Yes, and I was kind of going there. I am, well, I used to call myself somewhat of a biblicist. And I'm not a premillennarian, anything like that. I had been at one time, but what I'm getting at is how evangelicalism, especially with the seeker-friendly movement of the last 20 years, has completely almost just bought in to this, you know, milk toast, you know, white bread, just easy believism. Are no relationship to the world that we're in now and how believers, Christians, should relate in the socioeconomic environment that they're in and inculcate those values into their children. And the reason I say that, in the mid-late 50s, early 60s, that was somewhat common fare. You would hear that in Sunday school class. You don't hear that now. And
you know, this
the
language of communitarianism, frankly,
yes.
I mean, there's a whole lexicon. It worms
yes.
itself into the body politic. It
right.
worms itself into our minds. There really is a language, and it really is a mind virus or a meme. Communitarianism is what is described as a memeplex, you know, like a complex.
Yes, yes.
And when you look into it, if anybody's has read Nikki's book, if they've listened to me at all for a while, if we ever want to talk about it, there really is a whole lexicon. And when we know the language, it's really not that tough. We only have to identify a few dozen keywords and phrases that they all seem to be uttering. We're talking about the politicals, talking heads on TV, and now more and more the preachers, because it's all about this interfaith dialogue that started
oh, yes.
back in the early part of the 20th century with the Rockefellers World Council of Churches. And so, yeah, there's a whole discussion that needs to happen where it concerns especially Christians. I would really love to
Definitely.
Be involved in such a discussion one of these days. I really would. But you know something? With the time on the radio, with the commercials, the fact that I'm a lousy host, and everything else, it seems like I'm constantly having to go back to square one just to try to see if I can get some discussion. Because all of us are facing this. What did you say, Ken? So anyway, I wish we could have this conversation at length, because it really needs to happen, because it's unfortunate.
It does. Well,
I meet
you
so
are
many
a good
Christians.
Host, and I always enjoy listening to you, and thank you for the time.
Well, get a hold of me sometime, Harold. I'd love to chat with you. You know, anybody else listening, you know how to get a hold of me. You can always call the board up. You could email me, whatever. You know, I'd love to have these conversations, because they need to happen, y'all.
Definitely.
Thanks.
Okay,
thanks.
Well, thank you very
thanks.
Much.
Thank you for calling. Okay, let's bring up Fred. Is it Idaho, Iowa? Where is it from? Fred?
Iowa. one there, Lark.
I thought so.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you? Fred, Ken writes down Idaho, and I just knew that might be you.
Yeah, Ken, I usually don't tell him. He knows. But that's okay. Charlie, Harold, was he the last caller, Harold?
That's right.
Okay. Charlie had a lot of salient points that I agree with wholeheartedly. Harold, I could use the word a brilliant caller anyhow. Both callers I admire tremendously. Okay, first
hold
of
on,
all...
Hold on there, Fred. I apologize. We got the music coming. And we'll take a couple minutes. Be right back.
It's 2 a.m. Are still warm.
Maybe my connection is tired of taking chances. Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead. Can I decode? My whole life spins into a frenzy.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Welcome back, y'all. So anyway, Fred, pick it up where you left off, huh? that's cool. Bring him on. Hey, Steve. I got you, Steve.
Oh, yes. I got, I'm bumping somebody. I didn't mean to do that. Lark, I just want to thank you again for taking over today. You're doing a super job. And I just wanted to, I wanted to let the listeners know who this Charlie is. He's Charlie this week. He's somebody next week. And he's a man of limited vocabulary as he dropped that big F-bomb that was necessary to do so to make his point. And I'm not sure why he's bothering to listen to RBN. He hates the network. We're all communists. We're all Marxists. So he's a troll, no doubt about it. But I just want to read you a little cap here that came to me from Farron Shoaf, who does a show on Saturday morning called The Alternative Media here. This is the kind of person this Richard is this week. He sent this on behalf of his feelings about Frank Black, who was a patriot who called into the network quite a bit, Marine, and a guy who called it fair and square, much like myself and yourself. And this is what he wrote to Farron Shoaf. I just want to let the listeners know what kind of cockroach this guy really is. But this is what he wrote on Frank's passing, because there was a Saturday special in remembrance of Frank Black. He wrote, to the Saturday morning kike on RBN, referring to Farron Shoaf, amazing how you are the only one who knows who Frank from North Carolina is. Tell that effing piece of shit he died a pussy, and I'm very sure you will get a new caller who has the same pussy voice as Frank. I piss on his and your graves. This is the person who just called in. He is scum. He is scum. And I just want the listeners to know what kind of person just called into RBN. He is not a man of peace. He doesn't want to talk about the issues. He has a mission, and he's part of what's going on today, the destruction, the tearing down of people, dividing people, divide and conquer. He is a troll. I just want your listeners to know that this is the kind of guy that sees good in evil and evil in good. He's a miserable person. He doesn't know how to care. He doesn't know how to love anyone. He doesn't love himself. He's a sick person. I just wanted you to know who this guy was.
Well, thanks for that, Steve. Yeah, I'm just sure the listeners pretty much glean the same thing. And for whatever it's worth, Charlie, Rick, whoever you are up there in Florida, I hope you can find some peace in your heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, we only go around once in this plane of his existence.
Yeah.
So if you think you're a Christian or you call yourself a Christian, you know, you might want to think about that golden rule a little bit. But anyway, yeah. Steve, I want you to rest up. I appreciate you asking me to fill in for you tonight. I'm happy to do so. You got a great show, by the way, here on RBN.
Thank you. Great appreciate that, Lark.
Great addition to the lineup.
You're doing a fabulous job.
Job. Get well, okay? We're going to see you next week, I hope.
Yeah, I hope so. Thanks. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, all you other callers, including Fred, we'll get back to you after the top of the hour break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.